Hi there, this is Susanna Compton. I'm here today with Anne de Mamiel. We are excited to bring her beautiful line of botanical skincare to Integrity Botanicals, and we thought we'd do something different this time around and interview the brand founder live for you to enjoy via video. So welcome, Anne. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Susanna. It's an absolute pleasure and delight to be here.
And tell us where you're calling from. You're in London?
Yes. Today I'm in London, and Skype makes the world seem so much smaller. It's amazing.
Right, doesn't it? Well, I'd like to ask you a few questions so that the Integrity Botanicals customers can get to know you a bit better and become a little bit familiar with your brand. So tell us a little bit about when you became interested in natural skincare and how did your journey begin with de Mamiel?
So it's actually kind of, my mother constantly reminds me that when I was 7 years old, I had a Barbie perfume maker, and I just used to play. It was the only Barbie thing I've ever had, and apparently I just play and mix and make smells and things like that. So I like to think that maybe it was something that was always there, and my path in life has just encouraged it to come out a little bit more. But I think for me, the real path in terms of creating de Mamiel and natural skincare came about when I was quite poorly a number of years ago. I had been going through chemotherapy and radiation, and my skin was really, really dry from all the toxicity. And I found through that whole process, the two things that helped me through were acupuncture and making my own things to help with my skin. I remember going into this amazing little store in Sydney, at Crow's Nest, called Annabelle's, and they had amazing things there, and I just bought the things and played with them and just began to mix things up so that I really felt helped me, chatting with the girls there. And I think that began this incredible undiscovered talent that I had. So for me, that was sort of the real roots of it. And as I sort of became well and came out of that time, it just made sense to me that to continue on this path. And I guess every time I've tried to move away from it, something's happened to put me back on it. And it's so it's been, I began studying, I then went to study Chinese medicine and spent some time in China doing an internship in a hospital there and studying some aromatherapy and then just bringing it all together. And I think the real blessing I had was before I sort of did all of this, I'd had a strong science background. So I studied anatomy and physiology in Sydney University. And so for me, it's about bringing together the science and making sure that everything really, really works with the Eastern philosophy and bringing together all of the natural ingredients that we have available to us.
Wonderful. So as an acupuncturist, an aromatherapist, a holistic facialist, tell us a little bit about your philosophy with regard to skincare and health in general.
So for me, everything comes from within. It's about what we're doing on our inside as well as how we're looking after ourselves. So when I'm blending and when I'm formulating, I look for the product to, be efficacious in three ways. So it has to have a physical effect on the skin. It has to affect us emotionally and has to be able to create a change within us there, but also at a cellular level. So, it's physical, it's emotional, and it's chemical. And so for me, all of those things have to be hit before I'll actually I'll begin to use the product. And I think I'm really blessed in that I'm able to use my products on my patients. And so they get a really strong testing ground, not just for me, but I can work with people and see how it changes their skin and see what a difference it makes before we move to the next level of actually sort of formulating on a larger scale. So de Mamiel is not just about skincare. It's not just about what goes in the bottle, but it's about how we apply it. It's about how we look after ourselves, how we connect with ourselves, and all of that. It's about taking time and creating stillness and awareness within us to begin to slow down and to begin to nurture and really nourish ourselves without feeling guilty about that. Because, you know, we spend all of our time looking after, you know, our other halves, the family, the house, we're working. And the last person on that list is you. And, you know, without looking after you, all of those other things won't be cared for properly. And it's sort of a change in mindset, I think, that, you know, we've sort of come, not only as women, because, you know, I have about 20% of my practice is male. And it's really quite fascinating to see that it's in us all that sort of we've almost put ourselves last, and it's time to be a little bit selfish and really begin to nurture ourselves.
Right. I really identify with that. I think that the products that I'm most drawn to, and this didn't really ever happen to me until I moved into natural beauty and left the conventional beauty industry behind, but these products that I'm drawn to really do impact me on an emotional level, as well as having that, you know, wonderful effect that we want out of our skincare products. But the ritual behind it and the emotional impact is really beautiful.
Yeah, and this is the power of things like essential oils in, you know, it's stopping and breathing and just allowing that stress to leave our body. You know, I see, you know, the two things that I tend to treat the most is stress and people who are concerned with the way that they're feeling with stress, where they're holding it in their body. And so for me, it's about encouraging people to live with stress in a way that they can deal with it, because we can't get stress out of our lives. It's always going to be there. And we shouldn't, because so stress is a good thing. It's when it becomes chronic, and when it affects us in that chronic way is when it becomes really unhealthy. And so trying to find that level of well-being through our beauty and through our ritual is what I try to teach, what we try to reconnect ourselves with who we are, with Mother Nature, with what's going on outside. And so we're feeling calm and grounded, and we can just move through life. It's almost like accepting that where you are is, and being okay with that, and just finding ways to deal with that. And I think that's really important for us to be happy and find our purpose in life, because, you know, we get to a certain age and we just think, oh my God, what have I done? And all of these questions keep popping up, and you're thinking, where did that come from?
Right.
And it's because we've neglected ourselves for so long, I think. And so it's, you know, part of the process and the thing of ritual and Emmanuel is about helping you find, you know, calm within yourself and then moving on to your purpose.
Well, speaking of moving through life and finding your purpose, you have developed these seasonal facial oils. What is the concept behind a seasonal facial oil? Why do we need a different product from season to season? Tell us a little bit about the concept there.
So this is rooted firmly in Chinese medicine, in that every season is a new cycle. It's a new cycle of life. So in winter, it's about, you know, this deep rest and replenishment. It's like this little seed in within us, and it's gathering its potential. And we know this because we reflect outside, and you look at the trees, which are bare-leaved, but there's stuff going on inside, there's energy going for the new growth to come through. And so in spring, you see that emerging of growth coming through, the little shoots sort of peeking through and finding their way. And then, you know, in the summer, it moves into this full bloom, into this blossom. And then in the autumn or the fall, it's about releasing and letting go. It's about allowing that process to go back to the earth, so the newness can come through again. We can get building again. And so we cycle through that flow of life.